From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Art is often inspired by awful experiences. That's the case for New York-based jazz musician Vijay Iyer and poet Michael Ladd. Their CD, called In What Language, takes a skeptical look at the airport.
Shade shift my way to JFK, ride past INS, possessing my access in kind and cord.
The project was inspired by Iranian filmmaker Jafar Panahi, who was detained at New York's JFK airport for 18 hours in the spring of 2001, much of that time shackled to a bench. He wrote about his ordeal and circulated his feelings of injustice and humiliation on the internet. For Iyer, who's Southeast Asian, that letter struck a chord.
I guess I could kind of relate to it as a brown-skinned traveler. Not that anything nearly as harrowing has ever happened to me. I mean, certainly I've had my bags searched and maybe received more than my fair share of scrutiny in transit. But the point was really that I felt that this needed to be addressed. And remember that this happened before 9/11, so it was already sort of a barometer for the state of affairs in the world, and specifically for brown-skinned travelers.
In a fusion of hip-hop, jazz, and spoken word poetry, Iyer and Ladd explored the airport as the new Ellis Island, a place where cultures and classes mesh. The CD, which began as a performance art project in New York City, introduces a variety of characters, all tethered to the airport in some way. A refugee, a traveling salesman, a taxi driver, and a security guard.
I am the gatekeeper. You cannot pass without my gaze x-raying your pockets.
So this is a composite, I guess, of the security guards that any of us who have traveled have certainly met and encountered in the last 2 years. What is her anthem?
Well, it's actually, this particular piece came about from hanging out with about four West Indian women who were working security at an American Airlines terminal, actually at JFK. And you could just tell that they didn't feel very highly of their job. And if anything, they spoke of just like making enough money to go back home.
Vijay, let's listen to the Muslim cab driver who lives in New York City. And as we listen, tell us what you were trying to do to highlight his story.
I face life with my back to the world. I tabla my wheel.
He has a very active life. I mean, he's always, talk about being in transit. I mean, he's always in transit. You know, he's always, that we wanted to convey the kind of kinetic quality of his existence as someone who is a cab driver, but also I think, and this comes through in some of the lyrics, that this is probably someone who's very well educated, and they come here and the only kind of avenues that are open to them are these very working class jobs, such as driving a cab or frisking people at the airport or whatever. So right there,
MBA, MD, INS, DLC.
He says BA, PhD, MD, and then INS, and then TLC, as in Taxi Licensing Commission, which is sort of the story of his life in a nutshell, a series of acronyms.
The airport is my realm. Concrete skyway roads bend into sky domes, domes into theme parks. My cab is amusement. My cab is escape. My cab is my job.
Mike, how did you try to imbue these stories with personality?
I interviewed a tremendous amount of people in numerous airports around Europe, in India a little bit, and in the United States. And it came from also being fairly well integrated into the neighborhood I was living in. I'm light-skinned enough that when you mix white American, black American, Native American, you can end up looking pretty Arab. And I was sort of adopted by the people who ran the candy store, who were all from Yemen. So I think all of that information was able to come to fruition in this project.
Vijay, how did you use music as its own language?
Well, to me, when I listen to different kinds of music, I'm trying to listen to what information it contains. I really hear music as a form of discourse, of communication. And I was trying to create these sustained polyrhythmic spaces that would serve as environments for these texts.
I'm going to bring up one of the tracks. I'm going to bring up track 17, and I'd like you just to describe where we hear those, that sort of polyrhythmic expression.
Sure. Yeah, so what I'm doing in the bass in the left hand is, in Western terms, you'd say it's syncopated. It's a rhythm that fits over a 5-beat cycle. And this one perhaps is the simplest of all the pieces on the in the project, in that it's really about creating a sense of being home, because of what the poem's about, which is about this Mourid vendor from Senegal who... that's part of this. It's Murid is a sect of Islam in which that their sense of home is always with them. In fact, he's about to say that right.
Moved by the will of beneficent breath, my home is with me.
So I wanted to create this idea of being home through music, and I was really thinking, trying to create poetry, basically trying to create something very simple and elemental, and yet with a sustained sort of cyclicality to it as well.
I ride with them from city to city as if jet streams were market streets. I ride with Allah, the beneficent, the merciful. These streets, my tracks, on which I tote my wares and God. My Theopolis, my bazaar.
You describe this as an urban song cycle. Is this like an opera or an epic?
It's been described as an opera, and I took that as a compliment. We initially set out just to kind of create a series of short pieces addressing these issues of globalization and transit and, you know, certainly issues of security and surveillance and things like that. But we really wanted to do it from our perspective. So it's, I guess you don't often see people of color making opera. And so that was interesting to us to be able to kind of intervene on that genre.
Vijay Iyer, Mike Ladd, it's been a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks very much for having us.
Vijay Iyer and Mike Ladd, their CD is called In What Language?
The Promise of Commerce. Dr. Astrid, cleaner, student, toilet scrubber, broker, baggage handler.